Welcome to the Bring Your Book to Life podcast that turns your authorship dreams into reality, one chapter at a time. I'm Andrea Seidel, your host and personal book doula. Think of this podcast as your all-in-one guide to authorship. I'm here as your compassionate friend, your creative supporter, and the compass through the authorship journey. With my gentle nudges and unwavering support, I'm here for you from the spark of inspiration to the joyful delivery of your book. Are you ready for this page-turning adventure? Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life. Hey there, Andrea Seidel here, aka the Book Doula. As you know, I'm all about helping you write, publish, and promote your books. And I've been really, really curious about TikTok. Now, I love watching TikTok and I love, like, you know, the entertainment value of TikTok. The thing is that I was just realizing that I might be missing a huge area of promotion and book promoting. So I was like, oh my gosh. And then clients started asking me, Andrea, like, what about TikTok, social media for promoting my book? I'm like going, yeah, but then secretly inside, I'm like scared and not sure and unclear. So I went out and did some research and I asked the world, you know, who can I talk to in terms of finding more about TikTok and the role that it can play in book marketing? And I stumbled across a huge gem. And I'm so excited because we are going to have Lindsay Maple on the show today. And she is a Canadian rom-com author. Her book is so cute, so amazing. I've yet to read it, but it is so enticing. And it is called Not Your Basic Love Story. And it debuted in August of 2021. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now, okay, so you have had huge success when it comes to TikTok. Like, you started as a wonderful vehicle before your launch of your book, and you have only done it a few months now, and it has really helped you. You've made all the mistakes for us, and you're going to teach us kind of everything, the ins and outs of TikTok. You have over 20,000 followers and, oh my gosh, something like crazy 5 million views. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I've definitely learned a lot from TikTok, and I'm excited to share everything I've learned so other people can do the same thing I've done and find a great fan base and make some really excellent advertisements for their book and connect with readers.
And that's just it, right? The message really is to how do we get our books into the hands of people that need it? And it's not a matter of like a marketing ploy or a sales pitch all the time. It's just like, how can I reach my readers, the people that are going to really benefit from the message in my book and really mesh with the message that I'm giving? And I love that you bring that up and that you've done that so amazingly. So tell us your journey into TikTok.
I began in TikTok by asking a friend of mine, Gabby Burton, who is the author of Sing Me to Sleep, and she has a sequel coming out very soon, fantastic YA author, and she had at the time several thousand followers, and I was just getting started, so I asked her to show me the ropes, and she did, and I was able to use her information and gain popularity in my own genre, find some amazing readers, received some really incredible video reviews for my book that helped find more readers. And that's the goal, is to set off a chain reaction that leads to other people promoting your book for you.
Oh my gosh, I love this. So it's about finding a mentor, first of all, which is what you are to us right now. And also like seeing them as a role model and kind of helping us to get started. But then also this concept of building community, and then almost like it becomes a ripple effect, or it's like an upward spiral. So let's start from the very beginning. Like, you, how did you get started? What mistakes or the barriers that you met, and then how you were able to get over them, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So my first advice that I would give anyone starting out on TikTok is stay within your niche. If you write romance novels, stick within romance novels. Don't start posting things about doing the dishes or your kids. You know, there's so much relatable content we see that we want to reproduce the things that we see. But if you leave your niche, then the TikTok algorithm will have a hard time placing you and your videos, and you won't get in front of the right people as easily. So if you already have a TikTok account and you have a history of posting things outside of your niche, You don't necessarily need to delete your account and start over. You just need to make sure that moving forward, you're staying within your niche. So ways you can do that is by searching within your niche. So you go into the search bar, you type in various things related to your niche, and you can see what everyone else is posting. You can see what's popular, and you can work on recreating those things for your own books. That would be step one.
Okay, so finding your niche. And what I love about this too is that it actually makes you look back and like a lot of people think, and I've been thinking this too, is like, do I create a different account, a separate account? Because I have a whole book and community that's devoted to Saving You Is Killing Me, Loving Someone with an Addiction. And so that's the whole people who love someone with addiction, that's a whole separate community. So my niche would be the recovery community, families in recovery, and things like that. So I would search up that. So you would recommend, do you recommend starting a separate one just for that? Because it is so niche. Because my other branding, of course, is Live Life Happy and like positive psychology and things like that. So for the listener and someone who has published a book and they're kind of maybe thinking of if their personal brand doesn't kind of go with their book necessarily, or what's your advice in all of that?
I would recommend starting a completely different TikTok if you have a separate niche. So if you have a TikTok and you've been posting about your kids and whatnot, that's totally fine. You can start a brand new one and have that be brand forward. And if you're starting a brand new TikTok, you actually have a really great opportunity to, like the way I call it, is spank the algorithm and tell it, you know, who's boss and go forward with a really strong footing. So the way you can do that is you can look through your niche, see what's popular, make a bunch of videos, let's say 50 clips, and have them saved, and then decide on the date when you're going to go out, and you post 10 a day, maybe every 2 hours during the day, and really, really kick that algorithm's butt. And then from there, post about 4 a day, which sounds like a lot, but I have a really great way of breaking this down so it's not overwhelming.
Okay, so you must have saw my eyes and my face go, what? Yes. Okay, so first of all, so starting a fresh brand new one is like slapping the algorithm in the butt. I love that. And then creating a bulk record, a bunch of videos so that you can go out. Even that's like book launching too. Like when we do the pre-orders and we have a whole bunch of people order our book for our launch day, then that kind of adjusts the algorithm. So it increases our ranking on Amazon. So I love this. It actually works for TikTok too. So you bulk record and then you blast out a bunch of videos. And then that's where my face kind of went, daunting, like, oh my gosh. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about those videos, and if you have any suggestions or that's the tricky part. Content.
It is. Yeah, content is huge. It's hard to keep thinking of things that you can post. So for example, just some things you can do. You can find related books to yours and do, let's say, second chance romance, for example. You can go on Goodreads, type in second chance romance, find 3 or 4 good comp titles, and do a video of second chance romances. Do show these different books, show yours in there somewhere in the middle, and maybe have some little things pop up like Grumpy Sunshine, et cetera, different tropes. And that way your book is sandwiched in between all these other books that other people might recognize and go, hey, I might like that. So that's something you can do.
Ooh, I like that. So even just little videos of you suggesting a few books, like would you be in that video or just having the picture of the books, or what do you suggest?
It depends on who you are as an author. If you're not comfortable showing your face on TikTok, you don't have to. Lots of people have a lot of success without ever showing their face. So if you're comfortable in front of the camera and you want to be doing that for your brand, that's great. But if you'd rather be off screen and just showing books either in your hand, like hard copies, or have maybe a cute background, maybe like some tea steaming and a candle lit and a comfy blanket, and have little stickers pop up on the screen of the books that you like the titles and the covers, you can do that too.
Oh my gosh, that simplifies it so much. It's almost like it doesn't have to be this elaborately edited video. It can just be like, hey, here's the book I'm reading right now. And just like kind of like the book coming up, and that's it, like short and sweet. That's
absolutely.
Because some of the barriers to TikTok, I know for me, have been the editing and then figuring it out and then cringing at my own content and then taking it down and that kind of thing. So I'm sure that people are relating to that or thinking that huge investment of energy in terms of content. Can we speak to that a little?
Absolutely. You know, it can be extremely daunting, and there's a lot of people out there putting in really, really fantastic content with really cool transitions and whatnot, really cool music, mic drops moments. You don't necessarily need to do that to connect to your readers. You can build up to that for sure. You can play around with it, but I wouldn't worry about that when you're getting started. You can keep it simple and still find really great readers and still make really great content.
So can you give us some examples to help, like, that you've done perhaps, or that you've seen that can really help promote and market or just like build your community, which is really the goal of TikTok, building your community so people feel comfortable with you and more likely to purchase and get your book into the hands of people need it. Can you give us some examples of what we could do?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can do book reviews, sticking to books within your genre. So we're all avid readers. Anytime you read a book, you can do a quick book review. You can tag the author if they're on there. I would only ever do positive book reviews, though, because you don't want to get, negative review bias, and you don't want people to see that you're leaving negative reviews for other people and expecting positive reviews as well. So if you don't like a book, that's the time to just keep it to yourself. And don't post any reviews of that publicly because you don't want to be like a negative influence. Another thing you can do is book reaction videos. Those go a long way. So for example, if you read a book and you got to chapter 30 and something happened, you can do a reaction video of you reading the book and say that moment when do, and then you like maybe toss the book over your shoulder, or you like cry and you pour a glass of wine. You can do that with other books. You can do that with your own book.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that moment you like realize that your well-being matters.
Exactly.
You're reading the book. Exactly. You know, I like that fun playfulness, but that is such a great. And so how would you do the reviews? How would you do a post? Like, give us an example for that.
Yeah, so I was running this thing for quite a few weeks, actually almost a full year, where it was called Library Love, and I would rent a book from the library and I would read it and I would review it. So on Monday I would show the book I was going to read, I'd give like a little idea on the cover and what I thought was going to happen, and then through the week I'd post little reactions, and maybe I'd take like a screenshot of a spicy page and circle it and have like some spicy music in the background. People thought that was hilarious.
Nice.
And then at the end on Friday, I would do a book review and I would say, this is the book I reviewed. These are the things I really liked about it. These are the questions I had for it. I would love to read more by this author. If you like this trope, this trope, this trope, I'd highly recommend reading this book, which is also similar to something I wrote. Boop, you know?
Oh my gosh. I love that. And so like, so with the video, do you actually like, you could actually like film your book and do a circle, like that circle around it. And like, and so the, excuse my ignorance, I need to play around more in TikTok, but can people pause it to actually read it, or does it need to be like spelled out?
So with the algorithm, it feeds off of how long someone watches your video for. If they make it to the end, that's good for the algorithm. The amount of rewatching, does someone rewatch the same clip over and over again? Really good for the algorithm. Does someone comment? Does someone like? Does someone share it? Sharing is huge. Does someone post questions on there? All really good for the algorithm. So if you set up your video to be maybe a little bit short and maybe you have words on the screen, but it's not quite long enough to read that last sentence, they're going to have to rewatch it and they're going to have to read it again. Really good for the algorithm. So that's a pretty good trick to use.
Good strategy. Amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're talking a little bit of anything else that you wanted to add about the actual content that we're posting and maybe how often we should be posting. You mentioned a little bit to do, like, talk again about that whole blast in the beginning to kind of jazz things up and get more followers. Like, let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah. So you can, when you first get started on TikTok, you can't have a link in your bio until you have 1,000 followers. So during that time, I wouldn't do a whole lot of self-promotion. I would be posting about other people's books in your niche. So you can really build an audience for, let's say, romance readers by talking about other romance books, posting reviews, posting reactions, that sort of thing. As soon as you hit 1,000 followers, you can have that link in your bio. And American TikTok users can use TikTok Shop, Canadians can't do that, so I won't speak to that. I don't know anything about it. I'm, you know, that's the bad thing about being in Canada. So then once you have that link up, you can do self-promotion, and I would recommend posting 4 times a day, which sounds like a lot. And if you can't do 4 times a day, just do what you can. But if you break it down and you do, let's say, 1 post promoting your own book, 1 post replying to a comment. So if someone comments on your video, you can click on that comment and do reply in video. Excellent for the algorithm. Really, really good. Ooh, another thing you can do,
okay,
you can go to other creators who are in your niche, comment on their videos, like their videos, go through that. You can stitch. You can do a stitch, which is a type of video where part of their video plays and then you record on after. You can do a side-by-side one where they're talking and you're reacting to the side. That's also really good. TikTok wants you in the community, interacting with the community. So if you do a self-promotional video, posting about someone else's book, or reply to a comment and like a stitch or a duet, there's your 4 videos. So you're really only doing like 1 really high-maintenance promotional video, and the rest is just kind of quick.
Amazing. Okay, so this is a lot of work. And I always say, what's the ROI? Like, what's the return on my investment of time here? And I know a lot of people are thinking that too. So can you speak to that? Like, what the potential, like, will, and also it's frustrating when you don't see yourself growing so quickly. And I think that TikTok has the huge ability to increase our exposure. And so is that really the main benefit, is just this massive ability to increase our exposure? What's the return on our investment of time and energy and effort?
The ROI is going to be a little bit different for everyone. So there's several ways you can measure this. I am a traditionally published author, so I don't get access to my sales data for 3 months after the fact. And I don't really get a good breakdown of when books were sold, page reads, that sort of thing. So I'm kind of blind in that area. I just have to trust the process. But self-published authors, especially those using Amazon and KDP and KU, you can go in and see, oh, I posted this sort of content on this day, and that led to a lot of page views. You know, I can go into my website and see, okay, this kind of post led to a jump in views here. One thing I was doing for a while there was I was trying to get people onto my newsletter, because you're trying to build your newsletter list as well. So that's one thing you can do while you're building that first 1,000 followers. So I would be able to see, okay, I posted this type of content and I got 3 new subscribers to my newsletter that week. So that's really good. You can also go onto the TikTok on your internet browser instead of on your phone and look at the algorithm and how your videos are being viewed, how many people are viewing them. You can even see what point people are watching your videos to and then leaving, where you're losing interest. And you can redo videos and rework them a little bit to see if you can capture their attention a little bit longer. So it's a trial and error process. I would also recommend just seeing in that search bar every single day what's popular in your niche and redoing what they're doing. Why reinvent the wheel? What they're doing is working.
Oh, I love that. And then also, so you talked a lot about this idea too. I love how simple you make it. You make it seem like no big deal, like, but it's worth it, right? Because, and it's so true. Like, even like, you know, if you go on a podcast tour, for example, and you're talking and speaking about your book, and sometimes it takes a bit, but then you see a spike in your book sales. Like, and I always believe slow and steady. I believe book promoting and marketing is a marathon instead of a sprint. So it's just slow and steady, consistent. So that's why I wanted to talk to you so badly, because TikTok is the one social media area where I haven't ventured in. And I'm just so excited to see what potential it has to, you know, for exposure and just to reach my community and to support further than just like the Facebook and the Instagram and the... So can you tell us a little bit about, if from your experience, how do you streamline all this process? Because it can be daunting. And so I would love to know, like, do you binge record a whole bunch and then like trickle them out on the day? Or what's your schedule? I know we talked about that a bit. Or how do you get ideas of what to post? And how do you go about all of that?
The good thing is the more you do this, the more ideas you'll have. It's kind of like when you first start writing, you maybe only have one idea, maybe two. And the more you write, now you have a backlog of 20 good ideas. So the more you do this, the more your brain will use that side of itself and become creative in that regard. You can also film on TikTok or on Instagram. I do all my filming on TikTok. Before you post it, there's a little save icon on the right-hand side. You might have to click the down arrow. You can save your video to your phone without any TikTok watermarks and use that to cross-post on Instagram Reels, on YouTube Shorts, on Facebook. So you don't need to refilm in anywhere. You can just film it in one place, save it to your phone, repost on your various social media areas. And I found that incredibly useful because I don't know how to film with Instagram, only TikTok. So that's how I edit my videos.
Okay, so you edit right in. Okay, so I heard a lot of people that are using Canva as the templates and they're making their own. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the actual nitty gritty of it. So you film right in TikTok and edit it right there.
There are definitely different ways to do it. So you can use Canva. You can film on your phone and upload the videos into TikTok. You can make them on Reels and then save it and cross-post on TikTok. You can use this app called CapCut. Once you're on TikTok, you'll see a lot of CapCut things, especially when it comes to memes and different viral videos coming up. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen like Pedro Pascal eating a sandwich and there's something going on in the background. That's all with CapCut. So you'll definitely want to use that. It's a free app as well. Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, like just the actual technical part of it. Like how do we go about that? And you've been providing us so many options and you choose to go right into the TikTok app and just record yourself there.
I find that works the best because there's a whole bunch of different filters you can use with TikTok that are often trending or viral. So if you're going on your For You page and you're seeing different trends popping up, you can use that, get it into your niche or your own book. So for example, there was one where that guy from The Office had a boombox over his head and he was like, okay, it's party time. So I used that on CapCut as a trend and I put in there the moment the sexy guy sits down next to Becky on the plane on her flight to Mexico. And I had a picture on my book in the background and that one did really well. So it was a fun CapCut meme. It was in my niche and it related directly to my book. Lots of people saved it. Lots of people liked it. So different ways you can kind of use niches and different apps.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so I love this idea of like seeing, engaging in trends and kind of pulling from that. Is it possible to even like use someone else's video, for example? So is that stitching thing that you're talking about is like where we use someone else's video, then you add to it and kind of piggyback on it. And that's probably engaging in trends there too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that would be, you can do a stitch where it starts off with someone's video and you end it, or you can do a duet where someone's talking over here and you're over here doing something else. So maybe they're saying like, where is all the good books with cinnamon roll heroes and guys who are really sweethearts and they're just big and buff. And you can hold up your book and go like,
you know, which you're pointing to and you're like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like pointing at my book, like, this is the book you need, you know? So there's so many different great opportunities here to engage with readers and have fun. Like, I think that's the main thing that you need to remember is if you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying it, they're going to see that, right? So if you're creating content, you're not having fun doing that sort of content, don't do it. If you want to post reviews of books and not have your face in there, that's good too. You have to just find a way to engage in here while being true to yourself and your brand and who you are.
Amazing. Okay, so I'm bought in. I want to get there. What are the first few steps? Like, what would you challenge the person who is not engaged in TikTok there? You know, what are the first few steps to get started?
So just make your account, make sure that it's brand forward. I would recommend going into that search bar, typing in things in your niche, have a Word document, keep track of any ideas that you have. You can start saving any sounds. You'll have to kind of look up online how to save sounds in TikTok, because it's on a podcast. I can't really describe how to do that. You can save any sounds that you really like to use later. You can copy and paste any hashtags in your niche to use in your description. And just keep track of everything that you're learning so that when you're ready to go, you can start filming and then you can do that big blast like we talked about and then try and sustain yourself. If you're working full time and you have kids and you're writing, you're probably not going to be able to post 4 times a day. But being consistent is key. So if you're posting twice a day, 5 or 6 days a week, that's great. They recommend the more is better if you're really trying to work hard to get as many followers as soon as possible. And I definitely did see that. There was a time there where I was getting 100 followers a day. So it works.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So tell us, like, what do you suggest for us to build our followers? We're starting at zero. I did hear one of my clients, what she did is she wanted to change her Facebook group and bring them all over into TikTok. So she created a challenge where every day for this month, for 30 days, she was going to do this challenge. So all the followers followed her there. Like, so that's a great way to build a following. But do you have other suggestions on how to get that following built up?
Engaging with other people is huge. TikTok, I find it's not like Instagram where people are really hesitant to follow other people. With TikTok, if they like you, they will follow you. So if you are engaging with other people, you are following other people within your niche, you're commenting on their videos, you're being supportive, they're probably going to follow you back as well. So you can start doing that sort of thing. Lots of authors out there are following the same formula where they're trying to engage with other people and leave comments and like your videos. So it ends up building itself as you go. Having different challenges is great. Any sort of series you can do is wonderful. A mistake that I often see writers make is they stop posting about reading in their niche and finding readers and start posting about writing, which is a completely separate niche.
Yes, you're right. It is.
It is. So writing about stuff is a different niche than reading over here. So if you're posting about your writing process and how hard it is to writing and the challenges of writing and how to edit a book and things like that, that's a completely different niche. And that's a mistake I made early on as well, because I was attracting lots of writers, but not so much readers. So then I had to really pivot and focus my energy over here on the books I was reading and what I enjoyed about reading and the kind of characters I enjoyed and that sort of thing.
Oh, I love that you bring that up. And also sometimes what I've heard is like, and kind of what's held me back too, is like, there's so many different subject matters on TikTok, right? Like, so my concern was my subject matter is sort of Debbie Downer, right? But then as I started kind of playing around and looking, it's like, you know what? There's so many people struggling with loving someone with an addiction or touched by addiction in some way. And there's loads and loads of posts on that. And so I think what you're opening our eyes to is that just your niche, just do what feels right for you that you enjoy doing. And so is it possible to, even if it's like, it's, I always thought TikTok was more fun and playful and dancing and like playing and things like that. And maybe my book, The Power of Play, is a better book to be promoting on there. But like, does it matter what your niche is? Like what category it's in? Like, will they all, every niche has a place there? Is that true?
Every niche absolutely has a place there. You will have to pay attention to words that will get you, air quotations, shadow banned. So you might want to look up words like killed. You have to say things like unalived, things like that. TikTok's also getting in a lot of flack for explicit content being shown to minors. So they're trying not to push explicit content so much. So if you have spicy romance, for example, or if you're talking about darker subjects such as drugs and addiction and abuse, you have to look at how other people are posting about that content. Maybe they're changing a letter into a symbol, that sort of thing. So just stick into your niche, do a lot of searching. The reason why you're not seeing that on your algorithm is because you haven't been watching that kind of content. But if you go and start searching for it, the algorithm will start pushing more of that content to you and you'll be able to see what other people are doing. And I think there's a huge place out there for those who are struggling with harder subject matters to find hope and help. So if you have a book that is maybe sad or maybe deals with subject matter that isn't always happy and dancing, there's definitely a place for that. There's a lot of people out there who are hurting and just want to feel connection with others.
Oh, yes. So true. So true. I'm glad I asked that because yeah, there is like, you know, and even like I was thinking of calling mine Saving You is Killing Me, but will I get in trouble for killing in my title?
You will. Yeah. I have a friend whose book is called Kill Your Darlings. And phenomenal book. It's a YA book about an author who gets stuck in her fantasy book by magic. And she had killed all the characters in her book because she was so sad and depressed. But now she's going to end up dying in her book too. So she has to go like save her book and herself. Incredible book. Wonderful book. She had to change the title into an acronym for TikTok specifically, because otherwise it wouldn't have shown any of her posts. So you're totally right on that.
Isn't that funny? Because I did launch the Saving You is Killing Me TikTok and then I was getting no followers and it felt like I was like spinning my wheels. So then I just kind of shut her down or changed it back to my other brand. And so, okay, so that is incredible. So let's talk about what we call it. Like, do we do at our own name? Do we do at our book title? Like, what do you suggest as a professional?
I would, mine is just Lindsay Maple Author, something like that, something people be able to recognize your name. I wouldn't recommend having it as your book title because you're not a one-hit wonder. You're going to have other books, unless it's like you where you have maybe one book over here in this niche, and then you're going to have a separate TikTok for something else over here, and you just want to have one TikTok page devoted to that book. That's totally fine. But yeah, just keep it professional, something that people will be able to recognize. I wouldn't recommend changing your picture once you have it posted because people won't know who you are then. So get it set up and then let it stay.
Good point. Okay, good. So really suggesting just your name and then your content will speak for itself, right?
And you then can have a description in your information there. So you can say, for example, Andrea Siebel, self-help author, novels include da-da-da-da-da, helping those who love people with addiction, that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, good. So then for all the listeners, that's great advice, right? Because you're right. We're not one-hit wonders. We probably have multiple books in us. And so putting our name, I do love that you added author, that brands you right away. And so is there anything else, anything that comes up that can encourage the listener to get going on TikTok?
Yeah, I would say just to get started, play around with it, have some fun, start searching in your niche to train that algorithm to see you as someone who's interested in that type of content, making sure that when you're posting things, you have a really good description of everything in there. So any tropes in your book, lots of hashtags related to that, which you'll see in when you're searching, you'll see popular hashtags. And just have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. You always, if you are posting your own face in the video, you need to amp your energy up to an 11. So I like to do some jumping jacks before I start filming.
I love it. Because
you need to be really high energy on screen. Otherwise, you look kind of down and sad. So if you think you're being high enough energy, you're not. You need to do some exercises first to get yourself flushed, get yourself warmed up. And don't worry about it. You'll see lots of people on there who were scared to get started. And I've watched it myself. And their confidence has grown so much. It is really wonderful to see these kind of quiet, shy, meek book girls who are just doing this for fun. And then suddenly they're like flipping their hair and they're doing all sorts of fun things. And it's like, you go, girl. Like, good for you. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you've been so helpful. I think the only kind of question I still remain like for my brain, and you did touch on it a little bit, is the actual content. Like, so you would go and just like look up other books and look up subject matter and just see like titles and just what inspired you. Like, I think that the content piece is still the piece that holds me back a little bit. So can we just dig into that just slightly more and then we'll go. Then we're going to go off to the races and get into our TikTok world.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give some examples.
In relation to books, like book promoting, and not that we're actually promoting our book every single time, we're building our community of readers.
Yeah. So in relation to, so for example, something that really worked for me is I would show two or three books that are comparable to mine in like the stickers. And then I would show my book afterwards. So that's something you can do. You can have a reaction to a moment in your book. You can have words come up on the screen of a really poignant part of your book, something that's really eye-catching that would be like, ooh, I really want to look into that more. You can pretend you are a character in your book acting out a scene. There's so many amazing things you can do. And once you get on TikTok and you start looking in your niche, you'll see what's working for other people. And you can adopt that as well. It doesn't all have to be very obvious self-promotion, even just talking about someone else's book and maybe yours is on the shelf in the background, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I love that. And just kind of keeping it, it's not that you're constantly promoting, but you could even just have, if your book is super helpful for a community, for example, I just had a lady write a book about ADHD. So if she started doing TikTok and that's her niche, is parents that are parenting children with ADHD, she could even just hold her book up and have like a caption across the top, or like like you said, like a sticker, or like have words that display like maybe something to help them stay calm, or like what she does, or, you know, loving them as is kind of thing. Like, so she could use little tiny pieces of her book to create short little mini videos.
Oh, absolutely. And when it comes to nonfiction and self-help, that is a huge opportunity on TikTok, especially when it comes to neurodiversity. I've had friends become diagnosed with neurodiversity after learning from it on TikTok, and the algorithm keeps telling me I have ADHD. What's up with this? They go to their doctor, now they're on Adderall. So there's huge opportunity there. She can do like three tips for parents with ADHD or something like that, and then say there's so much more information in this book, that sort of thing. You can do a running series as well as top 10 things that helped me as a mom with children with ADHD, part one, and then you can do part two, part three, etc., and make kind of a series, that sort of thing. There's a huge amount of opportunity for nonfiction writers on TikTok for sure.
Wow. Oh my gosh. You just opened the world. I'm glad I asked that question again, because you just like gave so much inspiration, ideas, and oh my gosh, thank you so much for being here, Lindsay. It has been an honor to have you on the podcast and to share your expertise and your knowledge. And we're all going to follow you, obviously, and we're going to take inspiration from you. But you know, where can people get a hold of you? Like how can people follow you and support you and purchase your book and all the good stuff?
Yeah, for sure. If you look up, I think my website's just lindsaymaple.com. I have a book out right now. I'm on submission with my agent for my next books. And I'm writing a series of novellas as well, just for Kindle Unlimited, for fun. So there's, Instagram, TikTok. I'm on Twitter. I love interacting with other people. I love supporting other people. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me, send me a message, and I'll help you out as best I can.
Amazing. And if there's one last thing you wanted to say, what would it be?
Have fun. Life is too short to take yourself and everything too seriously. If you're not having fun, it's not worth it. So just try to enjoy the ride as best you can. And it's all about making friends and connecting with people and getting your book into the right hands.
Oh, you said it so well. Yay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of Bring Your Book to Life. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit AndreaSeidel.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit LiveLifeHappyPublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.